to vote for this amendment.
The man accused of killing five people at a bank in Sebring, Florida, is making his initial court appearance.
Mr. Zaver, as I stated, you have five counts of felony capital murder. Based on it being a capital offense, the court is going to hold you without bond. Good luck, sir.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
A nurse has been arrested for impregnating an incapacitated woman in his care. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
A male nurse who worked at Phoenix's Hacienda Healthcare has been arrested in connection with the rape of a patient who gave birth last month. 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Police Chief Jerry Williams.
We owed this arrest to the victim. We owed this arrest to the newest member of our community, that innocent baby.
Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. The baby boy is doing well and is with the mother's family.
According to a new CreditCards.com report, an estimated 29 million Americans are hiding a checking, savings, or credit card account from their spouse or live-in partner. The same survey found that 50% of Americans see this sort of financial infidelity just as bad as physically cheating. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Like most new parents, Hillary Frank read as many books as she could to be up to speed when she had her first child. She quickly learned, though, that each child was different, and raising a child can be hard work, and a lot of these books try to put children in the same category when, in fact, that is not the case. Frank is author of a new book titled Weird Parenting. I had a chance to sit down and chat with her, and one of the things she discussed with me was how parents need to take a victory, as small as it may be, and count it as a win.
A lot of these things, especially when we're, like, trying to get some me time, a lot of parents will classify those things as parent fails. But I think that the thing is that if something is working for you, that is a win. And we need to trust our intuition a little bit more. But, like, there's one thing that a mom does when she's about to lose it, and she catches herself before she really loses it. She grabs some duct tape, puts it over her mouth, and draws a smile on with a Sharpie. And it, like, turns everything around. It, like, helps her kid laugh, and then she starts laughing. And there's a lot of things like that where people are sort of, like, catching themselves before they give into the rage. But then there's also people who, like, actually have to give into the rage because, you know, sometimes you can't help it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I have, it is what it is. I have so much that we can talk about. It's another one of those days I can do 12 hours of radio without a problem. And this is on top of the fact that I do 3 hours Monday through Friday. The big weekend program, which you're listening to right now, is heard on over 250 stations around the country. My Monday through Friday program, not so much. We're building that up. It's okay. It's okay. Little by little, we continue to add stations there. But for all of our listeners, you want to listen into our program, get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. You can sign up for the podcast. You can get it on iTunes, get it on Google Play. And, of course, we don't charge for it. Anyway, I was thinking, and I didn't talk about this past week on Thursday's program. I wrote a column years ago. I'm trying to remember the exact title. It's Sisyphus and the Watchdog, I think it was. I can look it up. I don't remember. So many columns that I've written over the years. But basically, I'm a big fan of Greek mythology. I love the metaphors and the stories. And I tied them in. I've tied them in over the years to many of the different things, topics, financial topics, and I love to write about them. And years ago, I wrote one about Sisyphus, and Sisyphus is a really kind of an interesting character. And if you're not familiar with the entire backstory, I'm not going to go over it today. I suggest reading it. It's kind of a neat story. But everybody knows about Sisyphus being stuck in Hades, hell. He's pushing a rock. He has been condemned to push a rock to the top of a hill, only to have that rock roll back down on top of him again and again and again. This is his punishment, eternity. Now, I was using that Greek myth and that story to describe what it feels like to be me some days. And what I was getting at is that, you know, for almost 20 years now on the radio and much, much longer than that through my company, Markowski Investments, we've gone out and we've helped out individual investors. We've sought out people that have been discarded, that have been treated poorly, that have lost a fortune. That's one aspect, one department of ours at Markowski Investments, our account repair department. One of the things that we do. And I've talked about it, I wrote about it in the sense that it's a difficult endeavor. It's a difficult endeavor because, well, many people just don't like to listen. They're so distraught over the money that they lost, and they try to do the same thing over and over again, try to make their money back. I've talked about this. So I said, you know, it's kind of like being Sisyphus. I push that rock to the top of the hill, and it rolls back down on top of me. But the interesting thing is that, in the story, Sisyphus pushes the same rock. Rock stays the same size. One aspect of what I talk about here on the program, and I've been thinking about it this past week, what I talk about in terms of this country that I love and what's happening to it, the direction that we're heading in. Again, I understand and I accept terrain. I don't deny it. We are a reality. We are a grounded program. It'd be very, very easy for me to come on the program and tell everybody just what you want to hear. We don't do that. I could be like other opinion talkers on the conservative side. And everybody knows I'm a conservative guy. I have my libertarian tendencies. Everybody knows that I can't stand the Republican Party. I can't stand the Democratic Party. They're all crooks. But I don't come here on the program and tell you everything is awesome. And I have faith in the American electorate and the American people. I don't. I think that's a load of bunk. And years ago, when I talked about the direction the country was heading in, and this is under George W. Bush, I was saying that we are on the highway to hell, an old AC/DC song. Hayek called it the road to serfdom. As government got bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's been put on overdrive. Overdrive. Everything, every problem that we face is turned into a crisis by the mainstream media. And government assumes more power. They take over more. Now, one of our favorite targets here on the program, and you know what? It's not even fair. It's too easy for me. Is media darling, media star, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, I'm going to tell you how I feel a little bit bad for her right now. Okay, she's not very smart, and she doesn't know what she doesn't know. We all get that. But at some point in time, she is going to be politically assassinated. Not an assassination in the physical sense. She's going to be politically assassinated. She's going to be taken down. Not by Republicans, but by her party and the mainstream media. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a media creation. She is. She wouldn't be where she is today if it wasn't for the mainstream media. They made her into a star. I think she got in the primary, she won her primary, I think she got 16,000 votes. That's it. That's it. And she is now the driving force. She doesn't realize that at some point in time, because she's a media creation, they can take her out. You see, that's the difference. When you build yourself up by yourself, the media can't take you out. You did it on your own. They didn't build you up. They can't take you out. At some point in time, she's going to tick off Pelosi. There's going to be some sort of scandal, and they're going to go after her. And it'll be easy for the media to do it. Mark my words. But anyway, why am I bringing up her? Why am I talking about this right now? One of the big stories out there is how she has been put on this committee. The House Financial Services Committee, which is going to be chaired by Maxine Waters. And Maxine and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are going to be going after the banks and going after Wall Street. You think? And one of the things that we do here on the program is we tell you like it is. They're not going after Wall Street. Okay? This is how this is going to work. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters are going to propose various different rules and regulations to rein in banking. They're going to raise money on this. They're going to do television appearances. They're going to do YouTube videos. She's going to tweet stuff out. It means nothing. Follow along with me here, kids. The last big financial regulatory bill was what? The Dodd-Frank bill, right? Chris Dodd and Bonnie Frank. Bonnie Frank and Chris Dodd come up with the Dodd-Frank bill to rein in Wall Street and the big banks due to the financial crisis. Did that happen? Did it happen? No. In fact, the exact opposite occurred. The big banks became bigger. They became more powerful than ever before. Thanks to Dodd-Frank. Regulation basically took out of business countless community banks, small lending companies, small investment firms all around the country because they couldn't afford the regulations. You don't think that they all knew this? The big banks and Republicans and Democrats are best buds. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't realize this yet, but she will. You see, she's on a very big committee, an important committee. She has to raise money. There's rules. She's going to have to raise money. What do you think? She's going to raise all the required dollar amounts from the people who voted for her in her district? No. She's going to hold a fundraiser in Georgetown and pass out the Georgetown cupcakes and cocktails, put a fishbowl in the middle, and all the lobbyists and all the big banks are going to start dropping money in there. And she's going to get her mind right. Well, she better get her mind right, or else they'll get rid of her. There's no regulation of these big firms. What's happened is that you've walled them in. You've made them safer. You made them protected. Warren Buffett even talked about this, talked about moats being around certain companies in America. They're protected. Was Warren Buffett scared when all of the god-awful stories came out about Wells Fargo and what they did to their clients, the despicable things? No. Wells Fargo's not going out of business. You could find dead bodies hanging from their safe deposit box rooms. And you know what? They wouldn't go out of business. It's not going to happen. This is how the world works. Did any of the executives at any of those big firms, get any trouble after the financial crisis? No. They were rewarded. They bought themselves bigger houses, gave themselves bigger bonuses, bought bigger boats. Hampton's not that far from where I live. Drive out there. You could see for yourself the opulence. That's not going to change. And that's part of the problem with where we are. I'm going to take a quick break right now. And I'm going to get a little bit further into the train so you understand how this world works. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Oh, by the way, yes, that account repair department, our account repair kits, you can sign up, get that stuff for free right there at our website. All sorts of great stuff, annuity help kits, insurance help kits, free consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, I know, a lot of this stuff is tough to swallow. But as I've mentioned countless times here on the program, no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
So why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Mike Hewitt here. Instead of a willingness to negotiate, to be reasonable, and to solve the problems facing our union of states, Speaker Pelosi seeks greater division, resistance, that is, if resistance saves and ingratiates her with her base. Imagine a Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives seeking to thwart a U.S. President's State of the Union address. Keep this in mind. A peaceful transfer of power is foundational, and the precedents being established against this president does not bode well for our country's future. Meanwhile, Governor Newsom of California wants to tax drinking water, and Mayor de Blasio of New York City wants to seize the private property of problem owners. What's becoming of our union of states? Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to watchdogonwallstreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, talk about a one-hit wonder. Where'd you drag up this tune? The Baja Men. I can't even. I remember the name of this band. They were like the, for a while, they were the mascot band for the New York Mets. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was during that whole 2000, that's when the Yankees-Mets Subway Series thing. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Why I don't have much faith in the American people. And again, I'm going to lay out to you what I see coming. Again, we lay out the terrain. Sure. Would it be easier for me to come on this program and start singing the Lego song? Everything is awesome! I can't do that. Okay, I have to tell you what's going to happen next. We always have. Being honest has served our clients and our listeners well. I'm not going to be like the other programs. I'm not going to do star-spangled, awesome Fox News, country music, Sean Hannity nonsense. That's telling you, oh, we've got to believe in faith in American voters. Are you out of your mind? That ship has sailed. That ship has sailed because too many people in this country are getting some sort of handout and giveaway. Do you know that a majority of voters, the United States of America, to be an American, man, at least I know I'm free. Give me a break. A majority of voters support Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's plan to increase the highest tax rate to 70%. So a majority of Americans believe that certain people should be forced to work from January 1st to about mid-August for the federal government. For the federal government, then they can start, well, and they got to make money if they live in an income tax state, going to have to pay that. But anyway, after that point in time, the federal government, what they owe the federal government is taken care of. From January 1st to mid-August. I want you to think about that for a second. Those people are thieves. They are. And there are different types that believe in this. There's the type that, again, is jealous. You believe this, you're jealous because you can't make it yourself. And because you can't make it yourself, you've got to take from somebody else, which makes you what? Kind of a dirtbag. Does it not? Am I wrong here? You wanting to take what someone else has earned, that makes you a thief. Does it not? Am I wrong here? And then there's obviously the super rich who push for this stuff. They don't care because they're not going to pay it anyway. I've explained this here on the program. The super wealthy, so many different tax shelters and ways you can avoid this stuff. And we explained on the program, you know what Jeff Bezos' salary is at Amazon? $80,000. $80,000. That's his salary. I think with some other income that he gets, it comes into a little over $1 million. He wouldn't even be taxed at 70%. You know, one of the great things about doing the show for so long is that the show helped build Markowski Investments into what we are today. It did. We started out, we have a great client base when we got started, and we built on referrals, and we were helping people out. We started this show, and again, it started small. We only had a station or two at the beginning, an hour a week on a weekend, and we grew it. And we got clients all over the world, and one of the great things is that our clients, they're a lot like us. Many of them are business owners, people that work 7 days a week, like we do. Work their tail off, making a living. They're the ones that are going to get hit with this. They are. It is who it is. And let me tell you, these are the numbers. 59%. 59% of registered voters think that a 70% tax code is a great idea. Yeah. Hey, you know what? 45% of Republicans think that it is. Doesn't make any difference. Make any difference? People want what, covet what they don't have. And they feel like it's okay to take someone else's things. I'm supposed to have faith in this? The American voter? Be kidding. But I'm here to tell you that, again, soon, mark my words, they're going to get Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's mind right, and they're going to explain to her, even if she were to implement that 70% tax, it's not going to be enough. I will explain. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will vote later on Thursday on President Trump's compromise proposal to end the partial government shutdown that's now dragged into its 34th day. The president's proposal would fund the government agencies affected by the shutdown through September and has his nearly $6 billion in funding for border security. Republican Senator John Thune of North Dakota tells Fox News it's about time to end this shutdown.
We'll see where the votes are this afternoon, and like I said, I'm hopeful that we'll see some Democrats that will conclude that the best way to get the government open again is to vote for this amendment.
The man accused of killing five people at a bank in Sebring, Florida, is making his initial court appearance.
Mr. Zaver, as I stated, you have five counts of felony capital murder. Based on it being a capital offense, the court is going to hold you without bond. Good luck, sir.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. We did the numbers. I'm not going to do them again. I've done the numbers here on the program. I'm not going to do them again. And explaining the type of dollars that would be collected if Cortez got her and Democrats got their 70% tax. Peanuts. It doesn't even come close to the type of money that they need. Now, we've already made it clear to everyone that the top 20% of people earning money in the United States pay 88% of all taxes. 88%. So, where do you have to go? You're going to have to go to everybody else. You're going to have to go to everybody else that's not paying income taxes for that money. Now, how do we do that? Let me get, how do we go about getting, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to go out, we're going to push for raising taxes on the middle class, on people at the lower end of the income spectrum. How are we going to do that? No, we can't do that. So we've got to trick them. We've got to trick them. All right. One of the things, we're a welfare state. We're a welfare state. You can take a look at the money that we spend on handouts and giveaways. And yes, we're comparable to many European nations. However, again, people want more. And you've got politicians irresponsibly standing up and saying, here you go, you can have free college education. You can have free health care. You can have free this. You can have free that. Everything is free, 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 free. Yeah, I want free. Really? Again, I've explained this before, my first lesson in politics back when I was in sixth grade, when I lost the class election to a young lady who told the class that on spring break we were going to go on a field trip to Disney World if you voted for her. Now, again, I grew up in upstate New York and went to a public school. That wasn't going to happen. Anyway, it was a learning experience. Promise stuff. Well, for all intents and purposes, our nation's bankrupt. We're $22 trillion in debt. Social Security and Medicare are unsustainable. Where the heck is the money going to come from? We could tax the wealthiest people in the country at 100% rates, and it won't cover it. What are we going to do? Well, let's compare ourselves to Europe. Okay? First and foremost, we spend a lot of money on our military. And we all know that Europe doesn't come close to spending. So we're a socialist country with a big, ginormous military. It didn't work out too well. Everybody remembers what happened with the Soviet Union. Europe has something else also. It has a value-added tax, a VAT tax. It's going to be difficult for the American people to swallow. And again, this is what Washington, D.C., this is what the swamp is thinking right now. You're not hearing this on any other program. You're not hearing this on the news because it's accurate. They need more money. There's not enough. So how do we do it? How do we go about collecting a tax and try to make everybody think it's a great idea? In fact, not only will make them think it's a great idea, we'll think that they're actually doing something wonderful and great. And they won't even realize they're paying it. What can we do? Carbon tax. It is what it is. I saw this. This was in the Wall Street Journal this past week. It was an editorial, an op-ed, and some of the people that signed on to this, a whole bunch of Nobel Prize-winning economists there, of both left and right. You also had Alan Greenspan, Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke signed on to this, George Shultz and Larry Summers, former Treasury secretaries. Oh, yeah, you had You had other big minds here. Martin Bailey, Michael Boskin, Martin Feldstein, Austin Goolsbee, Glenn Hubbard, Alan Krueger. I can go right on down the list. They all signed on to this. And they don't even call it a carbon tax anymore. No. It's called carbon dividends. I'm not making it up. Carbon dividends. Yeah, I'll explain. We'll take a quick break right here. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Again, our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Get there and become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Watchdogonwallstreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5980.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You know, one of my favorite little intros, bumpers here on the program, something I said long ago, and so what? You know, so what? I do. I take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed, and I've been doing it now for a long time. Couple decades on air, and they keep coming back. They keep coming back, and it's not working. This op-ed in the Wall Street Journal talking about global climate change and how we're going to fix it is, is one of the most bold-faced, out-in-front, ridiculous lies I've ever seen printed. You have got to be a mental midget to actually believe what these people are saying. And I'm going to go through it. And this is who these people are. They say, first, a carbon tax offers the most cost-effective lever to reduce carbon emissions at the scale that is necessary. It's a joke. But now watch this. By correcting a well-known market failure. What market failure? That what? People went with the combustion engine a long time ago because it was more cost-efficient? That's not a market failure. That's how the market works. Now listen to this line of BS. This is a complete contradiction. A carbon tax will send a powerful price signal that harnesses the invisible hand of the marketplace to steer economic actors toward a low carbon future. Okay. That what you're doing is basically urinating on Adam Smith's grave. And they know it. It's not an invisible hand if you're steering it, if you're directing it. A carbon tax should increase every year until emission reductions goals are met and be revenue neutral to avoid debates over the size of government. A consistently rising carbon price will encourage technological innovation and large-scale infrastructure development. That's all malarkey, just so you know. That stuff happens naturally without the carbon tax. They said a sufficiently robust and gradually rising carbon tax will get rid of the need for various carbon regulations that are less efficient. Substituting a price signal will promote economic growth and provide the regulatory certainty companies need for long-term investment. And then they go on saying, well, you know, to prevent carbon leakage, meaning carbon leakage. Doesn't it sound like something you would need Depends diapers for? Carbon leakage. This is when other countries don't abide by the same rules. you think China and India and these other countries think they're going to abide by this? Oh, they say, we're going to be able to put a tax on them if they don't. Right. Sure we are. Anyway. It gets better. They're telling you, I'm not making this up, they're telling you that all this carbon tax that they're going to collect, they're going to give back to you. That's right. It's coming back to you. Sure it is. I'll explain. I'll tell you the direction we're going in. Got to take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it.
So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Damn straight. All right. Yeah. They finish up their op-ed saying that the carbon tax that they're going to collect is going to, they're going to cut a check. It's going to turn into a carbon dividend. The revenue is going to be returned to U.S. citizens through equal lump sum rebates. The majority of American families, including the most vulnerable, will benefit financially by receiving more in carbon dividends than they pay in increased energy prices.
Right.
This is the ultimate tax. The ultimate. This is better than the VAT. You're going to get a dividend check. It's your money. Name one thing. Can you name one item that you buy or use that doesn't involve using energy? Can you name one? The price of everything is going to go up. The price of everything is going to go up because energy companies are going to be taxed. Who pays? Oh, the evil oil companies pay. No, they don't. No, they don't. They're just going to charge people more. And then they're going to charge people more. Right on down the whole line until it comes to your pocket. Your wallet, your pocketbook. You know who's paying the carbon tax? You are. The brilliant thing about this is that it's going to tax everyone. And they're going to be able to go ahead and tax everyone at the lower levels without telling them they're getting taxed. And it's going to be better because, you know what? They're going to send them a check in the mail. Send them a check in the mail saying, oh, look, here is your carbon dividend. Right. Sure it is. Oh, and they're going to send that all back to you. You believe that? Do you honestly believe that? That government's going to send all of that money back to you? No. No, they'll cut you a check. And you'll be like, oh, look what I'm getting. Money from the government. It's your money. It's your money. They took it from you. They're going to return some of it to you. They're going to say, oh, you should thank me for returning some of the money that I stole from you. And then what they'll do is they'll make it income, and then they'll tax that money. What, you think I'm wrong? What do you think this is, people? This is basically the United States implementing a VAT tax without implementing a VAT tax. It's coming. And I'm here to tell you, and we're honest, okay? We go off on Republicans more than we do anybody else because they lie. The Republican Party did nothing to rein in spending. What, you think George W. Bush reined in spending? Yeah, take a look at the amount of debt that he put us in. You understand the amount of debt that George W. Bush put us in. Barack Obama puts it on steroids. Nobody cares. We're $22 trillion in debt. Social Security and Medicare falling apart. They need more money. And that's our fault. Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? The American people want more and more free stuff. Read the polls. Want free education. Free education, green jobs, everyone is entitled to a job. Go right on down the list. Free, 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 free. Nothing's free. That's a fallacy. It's a fallacy. Somebody's got to pay. All of these wizards of smart, Nobel Prize economists and all these other people that are never right, they know exactly what they're doing. Okay? They're lying to you. But it's for your own good. It's for your own good. We need to collect this money. Listen. And again, this is going to surprise some people out there. Remember when Barack Obama came out and was talking about how economic growth, the heydays of American economic growth were gone? We're just not going to see... not going to see the type of growth that we had seen in the past. Not going to see over 3, 4% growth. Well, Donald Trump comes in. He cuts regulations, which played a part. But he also put forward tax cuts, which helped. And bada boom, bada bing, we're up above 3% again. Yeah, we are. We are. But Obama wasn't exactly wrong in the sense that he understood that everybody wants all this free stuff, and it's free stuff that he was promising. This free stuff that's not free, it has to be paid for. So this carbon dividend, they're calling it. That's the funniest name. No longer a carbon tax. It's called a carbon dividend. Is going to weaken growth here in the United States. Of course it is. Of course it is. It's another tax. It's another tax. It's an embedded tax that people aren't going to see. They aren't going to see. And like I said, it's kind of brilliant. If you take a look, you know, it's just something right out of a James Bond movie, something like Spectre would come up with. You've got people thinking that they're helping the environment. This carbon tax is awesome. And they're going to get money, their own money back. And they're going to be thanking the politicians for giving them that money. Not knowing that it's their money. It's extraordinary. It is. But this is what is coming. And people, this is the terrain. Might not like it, but we tell you like it is. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's time to reopen the government, and House Minority Whip and Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise explains to Fox News there's a very easy way to end the partial government shutdown and open up the government.
President Trump said over and over again he's willing to negotiate on all terms, on all fronts. He put DACA on the table.
Scalise adds,
part of divided government means you're going to have to work with people on the other side. And when a growing number of her own members of her party are saying it's time to resolve this and put border security money and wall funding on the table, she's got to listen to them.
The U.S. will start exporting more energy than it imports starting in 2020. A report released by the Energy Department predicts the oil and gas boom will make the U.S. a net energy exporter for the first time in nearly 70 years. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor.